September. A sleep came on from which you did not awake. I laid your body finally beneath that weeping willow tree. In my dreams I reach out for your face. I was born underneath the weeping willow tree. That is where I swore my love to thee. I was
You are tuned to Talkin' Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio Station. I am your host, Taya J. Moonshine Family Traveling Medicine Show will perform Saturday, May 18th at 8:30 p.m. at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. They will be accompanied by poet Rosemary Watola Tromer with Steve Law and special guest Craig Childs. I'm joined today on the show by Molly Venter of Goodnight Moonshine and poet Rosemary Watola Tromer. It is a pleasure to have you both in the studio. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm curious to start out, if you would each introduce yourselves and just give us a little bit of a snippet of who you are as an artist and a maker.
Sure. So I'm Molly, and I am a singer-songwriter, and I started singing really young, and I started songwriting pretty young, too, just I remember most vividly being on the swing set in my backyard looking at the moon, and maybe it started by singing Les Mis, but then it morphed into singing my own little incantations. And as I grew older, it's always been the way to explore my experience of life. And then, you know, then funny things started happening where I wouldn't realize what I was writing about, but all of a sudden I was writing a song from the perspective of my best friend's mom, who had Alzheimer's. That was a really powerful song for my friend and for our friend group at that time, because her mom was pretty young going through that. And so it just always felt like this little place that I could tap into something otherworldly, which I really appreciated. And that's still what I do today. I've sung with Red Molly. I've sung solo. I'm with Eben, my husband and baby daddy and musical partner. And he's got a little more of a jazz background, improvisational style. So it's folky, but it's also a little jazzy. It's sort of like Joni Mitchell / Gillian and Dave. And I happened upon a Rosemary poem that was in an anthology. I should have grabbed it, but it's in an anthology, and my father-in-law gave it to my husband. He didn't read it. I read it, and I found this poem, and I put it to a song. One day I decided I needed to sing this poem, and I loved it, and I shared it with my little private Patreon group. And my mother-in-law was like, "Did you ask the poet if that was okay?" And I was like, "I didn't." So then I tracked down Rosemary and said, "Is this okay?" And by the way, I already did it. So that's how we met. And it's been really fun to connect further.
Well, I was going to jump in by saying that I'm a giant fan of Molly. So, and I, in fact, fell in love with her work with Red Molly, and my singing group Heartbeat in Telluride has sung some of Red Molly's songs. So I've been familiar with Molly and her work for many years, actually. So it's exciting to get to perform with her. And I live on the western slope of Colorado in Placerville. Used to be a fruit farmer and Delta, and now I mostly write poems, teach writing poems, perform poems. It's turned, even so, I've loved poetry since I was a little girl and even wanted to be a poet when I grew up. I don't think I really thought it was something that was possible for me, but It was a practice that started in joy, and that's still to this day, I feel like writing poems is a form of play, and I love sharing them. I love playing with them and sharing them and listening to them and getting in a community where we're all doing it together. And yes, so I'm especially excited to have this chance to play poetry with Molly and Eben as Goodnight Moonshine.
I love that idea of play poetry. I think that's really sweet, or poetry as a form of play. Have the two of you met in person before, or will this be the first meeting?
This will be the first.
And hopefully not the last.
That's right.
I love, I think it's a real testament to the idea that art can bring people together, and that kind of individual relationship that we have with, I think poetry and music are similar in that way, that you as a poet or a musician can put something out there into the world with all the intention in the world, and someone may receive it with that intention, or they may interpret it in the ways that they need to, in the ways that resonate for them. And this is kind of the perfect example of sort of both of those processes, and then almost taking it even a step further and saying, let's bring our differing processes together and see what happens and see what we can create together.
Yeah, it's an experiment. I'm so excited.
It's been actually really fun as we've been, you know, talking about the show and what are we going to do, and ways that we've kind of explored more interactive ways of meeting what's going to happen on the stage. And just it's transforming even as we speak into this kind of more vital, lovely, authentic, spontaneous, and I think program that I think is going to, including the fact that we've added Craig Childs to the program kind of last minute-ishly because we found out he's going to be there the same night. It's all just so fabulous, really.
It's kind of the stars aligning in a significant way that you probably couldn't plan for. I want to back up and give our listeners a little context for this event. We are talking about Moonshine Family Traveling Medicine Show featuring Rosemary, Steve Law, and special guest Craig Childs. This is an evening of folk music, guitar picking, storytelling, poetry, and mind-altering hypnotic inductions happening on Saturday, May 18th at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts in Paonia. We talked a little bit about the origin of this collaboration being connected through one of Rosemary's poems. Let's talk a little bit more about, as Rosemary, you've said, sort of the idea for this evening, where it started, and the ways in which it's evolved.
Sure. Well, I mean, this was booked as just a traditional music show, well, with a poet, you know, musical element, which is unusual. Which is an unusual element. But we said, well, what if we push it further? So I'm also a hypnotist, and Eben and I have also done work in different spaces where occasionally the psychedelic spaces, journey spaces, where we're using hypnotic induction to kind of open people up to new possibilities of experiencing maybe some inner guidance or some creative flow. And then you kind of have improvised music and then song to kind of take you deeper. And then maybe you think about when was the first time you felt unconditional love. I mean, music is already an awesome technology. Storytelling is already an ancient technology. Poetry is already an ancient technology. But we're saying, let's be really intentional and see what we can really do. And when Rosemary and I were talking, she brought up like her next body of work, which is Falling in Love with the World as It Is. And I just, my jaw sort of dropped because I do feel like that's what people need right now. So all of these things are starting to swirl together in a cauldron that the paint's not dry. The paint is not even on the canvas yet, but we're excitedly diving into this experience for y'all, with you all.
I love it. And I love the painting metaphor. I love the cauldron metaphor. I'm loving all the metaphors.
Yes.
I just think it's interesting to add that as I've been thinking about this program, you know, Steve Law is my guitar player. He's going to be with me on stage. And we just performed the show that we were thinking, well, these are the things we think we might be doing, you know, when we're in Paonia. And I had this crazy thing happen where I'm going to be honest, I had kind of freaked out about getting to be on stage with Molly and Eben. And I was like, I had better be at really absolutely badass rock star poet. Like, I had really better shine. And so I pulled together all the, like, all the things I know that people love the most, the big audience pleasers. I'm like, I'm going to make that the show. And I sent it off to Steve like a month ago. And I tell you what, as I was driving to Denver this last weekend, right before we performed it, I was like, something's wrong. This is not right. How do I polish this more? How do I make this better? And I realized that I needed to totally break it. Like, I was putting trying to be good in front of trying to bring forward what was the most authentic, exciting thing happening, what was the truest thing happening, which actually might be difficult or not so shiny and polished. And the thing that kind of cracks me up is the program that Steve and I were doing is called Risking Love. And I had taken the risk out. Like, I had just made it something pretty and polished and shiny. And I've just been loving the process of noticing what's most essential now, what's really here, what's the truest thing right now, and letting that be what drives it. So in that same way as Molly was saying, you know, the paint's not even on the canvas. This is something that's kind of continually changing. And it's been really exciting for me then with this whole process of getting increasingly curious about what's really here, what's essential now, what, you know, and letting myself be a lot more spontaneous with it as opposed to trying to show up perfect.
That's really beautiful, Rosemary. And I think it's what people are craving now. Of course, I have like a similar process with my own music. Like, oh, if I'm doing an opening slot, it's got to be bang, bang, bang. But then, no, there needs to be a moment that I get to play the song I just wrote, even though maybe it's not that great or whatever. I think people love to be on the inside of a real moment that's unfolding as it is, even if the tightrope walker like slips once, you know, because we're out there taking risks and being authentic. Yeah, that makes me even more eager for the show. So.
Well, and a good audience is ready to catch the tightrope walker should they fall completely, right? A good attentive audience is there for it.
Oh, yeah. There's like a bounce off the net that is so fancy that you wouldn't otherwise seen.
It is a very interesting thing, I think, to think about as an audience. I think you're right. I don't think we're necessarily craving perfection. We are much more interested in what does it look like to see people as they are, as human, to be reminded that you can be, that part of creativity is also vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Just even if Rosemary and I have sort of woodshedded a lot on words, and even if Steve and Evan have played a ton of guitar to be able to be really great players, and, you know, they're still then when the performance situation arises, right, you want to just let it go and stay as present as humanly possible and breathe. And that means there might be space for the unexpected.
Woodshedded? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah, woodshed, right? Is that just a musical term, you woodshed? Maybe you just woodshed on guitar.
I mean, if I have woodshedded, I haven't known it, but perhaps. Wait, what does it mean, Molly?
I guess it means like, where would it have come from? It means practice. It means like work on something until it's like, I'm going to woodshed this until it's really, really great, right? Because so you might run through a song and kind of make edits, or I might work on my voice until I can do new things. But that's like the practice kind of showing up every day and practicing because you want it to be shiny. But then in the moment where it's time to share it, well, all that work is done, but we don't know what's going to happen now.
Right. This is my new favorite verb, woodshedding. I think that's basically my new mantra. That is what I do. I think I woodshed every, that describes my whole day.
The invitation. Two nights after he died, all night I heard the same one-line story on repeat. I am the woman whose son took his life. The words felt full of self-pity, filled me with hopelessness. Boom. Then a voice came, a woman's voice, just before dawn. And it gave me a new shade of truth. am the woman who learns how to love him now that he's gone. It did not change the facts, but it changed everything about how I met the facts. Over 100 days later, I am still learning what it means to love him. How love is an ocean, a wildfire, a crumb. How commitment to love changes me. It changes everyone. Invites us to bring our best. Love is wine, is trampoline, is an infinite song with a chorus in which I am sung. I am the woman who learns how to love him now that he is gone. May I always be learning how to love. Like a cave, like a rough-legged hawk, like a sun.
That was Rosemary Wetola Tromer with The Invitation. Rosemary joining me today on Talkin' Music alongside Molly Venter of the musical duo Goodnight Moonshine. I want to return, Rosemary, to something you mentioned. Obviously, you will be, when you're performing at this event, you'll be performing with Steve Law. Mm-hmm. He'll be accompanying you on the guitar. And I know that the intersection of music and poetry is something you've been working with for a while. You released an album titled Dark Praise, which is an album of spoken word and guitar almost a year ago. Does that feel right? Has it been about a year?
In July, yeah.
Okay. Yep, okay, July. Great. So a year in July. Can we talk a little bit from your perspective about the intersection of music and poetry and what that has the opportunity to do?
I love that you brought this in. I think it's interesting in a way they feel like they're different, right? One is reliant on words, the other is reliant on maybe on not words, you know? And then how do they come together? Of course, we're used to that with lyrics and songs. The thrill of co-creating poetry and music together then is this, I think, excitement that happens that they can bring to each other something new that they don't have on their own. So it's that 1 + 1 = 3 instead, or 11, you know, instead of just 2, where they inform each other in new ways so that you hear something, you know, I hear the way Steve is playing something and it helps me with my cadence, but it also helps me know, oh, there's something else here. I know how responsive he is, you know, when we're playing and he plays something, I say, yes, yes, but not strummy. You know, can you really make this something that feels more like a lullaby? And so this gorgeous play. So when we come together in this collaborative spirit and allow music and language to have a conversation with each other and inform each other, it all grows, right? Then it becomes this third thing, this exciting thing that is thrilling for me as a performer. I know that thrill then is passed on to people in an audience because they feel that excitement and how vital and alive it is in that moment, because it's ever changing, the conversation between the music and the language.
It reminds me so much of just working a song up with Evan, because I have lyrics, and so maybe the way that I'm using my words has a melody built in. But if you've ever especially listened to Rosemary like recite her poems, there's so much, it's not sung exactly, but there is rhythm and there's emphasis and there's nuance to how she's speaking her words that's really very musical, you know, but it's about words and it's about space and it's about, I mean, so many things. So I feel like when you get to weave that together and that it's a conversation, Evan and I talk about that a lot, because he will often play in a way that other singers, including myself in the past, a younger me, would say, oh, you're playing all over me. But now it's like, yeah, you're playing all over me and we're playing together. Uh-huh. And it's actually like, it doesn't diminish me and what I'm doing doesn't diminish him, and that there can actually be space for us to weave this thing together, which is really cool, because I typically there's sort of a hierarchy of important and don't step on the singer, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, we're not stepping on you, but we are sort of talking at the same time. It's really cool.
I'm lost in your gaze, in your smell, in your touch. I'm lost in the bitter sweet feeling of loving this much. And it hurts to have you need me this way. And it hurts to know you will leave me someday. I give it, I take it. I know there'll be days, there'll be moments we break it, but I want it, I need it. All the love here between us, I drink it, I breathe it. Now I see how my heart is fully undefended, and I feel I am forever reoriented. And I listen for your sounds, 'cause I'm here and you're here. I'm awake and you're loved, and I'm lost and I'm found.
That was Lost and Found from Goodnight Moonshine. Molly Venter of the duo joining me today on Talkin' Music alongside poet Rosemary Wetola Tromer. Rosemary, you also keep mentioning this word play, and I want to talk a little bit about what you're describing as a play shop instead of a workshop, a play shop. For our listeners, in addition to this evening of music and poetry, Rosemary is also hosting a pre-concert play shop at Paonia Books titled Risking Love, Writing Poems That Help Us Fall in Love with the World as It Is. Can we start by talking about what a play shop is?
Well, it's more fun than a workshop. And it will be writing for 2 hours. We'll be reading poems and writing. And I think the reason I call it play shop instead of a workshop is because there is this sense of anything could happen. And I like to create a space that feels safe enough for people to really show up to be vulnerable. I know that that's not everybody likes that, but this is when the great stuff happens, is when we're willing to show up with humility and courage and vulnerability. I think of Brené Brown saying how vulnerability is the path to wholeheartedness. And I think that's true. And I also think that play is the way to epiphany. How do we know more and more about ourselves? How do we push ourselves past what we already knew? This is the spirit in which I like to create a writing space for people.
So nicely said. Reminder to our listeners, Rosemary's Play Shop.
Thank you.
Risking Love will be held from noon to 2 p.m. at Paonia Books on Saturday, May 18th, ahead of the show. More information about the Play Shop as well as directions for signing up can be found at paoniabooks.com. It seems to me from what I'm hearing both of you say, and it's been really lovely to watch you kind of float ideas back and forth, even now it seems like you're very much in the process, that this evening is about bringing together different modalities and seeing where they intersect and seeing what it is to put those in dialogue together. It seems like it's also about curiosity. It seems like you're very open to where the evening may take you, depending on what happens up there on stage, but also what happens amongst the audience members who show up and sort of it sounds like a hope that the audience has a willingness to be very present for whatever may happen, whether that's silence, as you've so nicely explored, or music or poetry or all of it. What else would you like to say about the evening, or what else is your hope for the evening?
My other hope always in any kind of show is that people feel very connected to each other, like that the audience feels involved, even though maybe they're not all on stage doing showcasing, but it feels like, oh, we all just did this together. And then people get to go away and be like, wow, Marcy, neighbor, like, just did a thing. Like, that sort of could deepen our relationship together. So that's another beautiful thing that can happen.
And also, I think, to see that it's possible, right? That it's possible to show up, that it's possible to show up with incredible love, with incredible wonder and creativity. To know that that's possible in someone else is to know it's possible for us too, right? And to know that, I always think about hope, that it can be such a... I sometimes get so angry at hope. I'm like, what about what's happening right now? What, you know? So in the present moment, to be able to touch something invested with beauty, invested with love, invested with what's most real, is to know that it's possible even as the world's falling apart, even as everything's falling apart. And when we know that with our whole bodies, we can't forget it. And I think that is something that happens in an event like this, that it, because of the music, because of the language, it becomes a full body participation. You're going to be, there is no way you're not going to be moving when Molly and Evan are up there. There is no way your body's going to just sit there and not have some very physical response to it. So I feel like it's an invitation to know what's possible.
So nicely said. Ladies, thank you so much for making time. Thank you for letting me in on your process a little bit. It's really exciting to hear you even now brainstorming and thinking about creative ways to allow space and time at this event.
Thank you, Taya.
Thank you, Taya.
That was poet Rosemary Wetola Tromer and musician Molly Venter of Goodnight Moonshine joining me today on Talkin' Music. Moonshine Family Traveling Medicine Show will perform on May 18th at 8:30 p.m. at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. They will be accompanied by Rosemary Wetola Tromer with Steve Law and special guest Craig Childs. To find out more about this event, you can visit pickinproductions.com. Rosemary Wetola Tromer will also be offering a play shop on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Paonia Books. She is offering a discount to anyone who would like to attend both the play shop and the event. To find out more about that play shop, you can visit paoniabooks.com. For more Talkin' Music programming, visit our website or check out our KVNF app. I'm Taya J. Thanks, as always, for listening. All our friends are here.